There's two issues that I've still had reservations about nuclear power. Again, as myself a physics major, and I did teach physics at University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, only the intro courses, I don't have a PhD. I do have some basic understanding of the science involved and of scientific process, which I think is perhaps more important. The two reservations that I have not been able to find adequate answers for, let's deal with them one at a time. Number one, I have the concern that we have no way to deal with the nuclear waste, that we've been building it up, and right now we have no place to store it. We've been typically storing it at our facilities. It is a significant amount of radiation, and it will persist for tens of thousands of years. What's the answer to that? Do you know of an adequate answer in terms of what that's going to impose upon our society or what we need to do about that?
That's actually the issue that I brought in when I started looking in 1995. I don't find a majority of people who are anti-nuclear agree on any one perception of risk, but that is one of the bigger ones, concerned about nuclear waste. When I began looking at the issues, it appeared that the question is not so much nuclear waste, but how do waste compare across the energy sources? So it's a lot easier to deal with small amounts of solid waste than it is to deal with liquid waste, and much harder is to deal with gaseous waste. Each molecule of carbon dioxide is less dangerous than the amount of nuclear waste, each molecule of nuclear waste. However, if a typical American gets all her electricity over her lifetime from nuclear power, in that lifetime, she creates one Coke can worth of nuclear waste. If she gets all her electricity, this is just in the house, from coal power, she creates 25 pounds of carbon dioxide every day. So the sheer quantity of waste to deal with from fossil fuels is much greater, and it's a much more challenging form of waste. Question is, what could be done with the waste? And everything I read starting in the mid-90s says this is much more of a political issue, a social challenge, than it is a technical challenge. Put it in Yucca Mountain, for 10,000 years, there's essentially no exposure to anybody. And that includes getting the waste to Yucca Mountain. And then later, as the canisters decay, as it makes it into the groundwater, then the exposure increases until it peaks at 300,000 years from now, where there's a small exposure to a small population. You compare that to the amount of waste created by the smallest coal power plant in Nevada, and there is no comparison between the dangers. There's just none, not even counting climate change. The waste products from fossil fuel plants, the small fossil fuel plant, is going to be much worse than Yucca Mountain. Putting it into canisters and leaving them there for 50 or 100 years makes the challenge of putting them in Yucca Mountain less. The problem with putting them in the canisters is that it's not a plan. It's a lack of plan. And we really do need a plan. If the plan was to put them into canisters, that's a perfectly good plan, and some countries have chosen that. Other countries have all learned from our experience. And so no country right now is going to pick a site, even if a site was where you were testing nuclear weapons, where nobody lives. It's a pretty undesirable site. So no country is going to do that anymore. So the new plan that has been used successfully in Sweden and Finland is to send out requests to the communities. Do you want to bid on having a nuclear waste repository in your community? And then from those communities that say yes, they pick the site, and Sweden and Finland expect to open their repositories in 2020 and 2022. So there will be nuclear waste dealt with elsewhere in the world. The challenge in the United States is that we didn't start with that method, and so we've got a lot of entrenched challenge. But leaving them at the nuclear power plants, leaving them sitting in the canisters, that's a perfectly good method if that is the plan.